Mother's Day by Patricia MacDonald. To Sarah Claire, my Spody girl, with all my heart. Special thanks are in order to Charles Horan, M.D., for the detailed information, which I hope I summarized accurately. To Jane Berkey and Don Cleary for their tireless support. To Stephanie Laidman for her global efforts. To Maureen Egan for insight and enthusiasm. To Shelley Collins, and especially to Mary B. Hackler for the time and peace of mind to write it, and to my husband, Art Bourgeau, for being my trusted critic, my unwavering corner man. Mother's Day. Prologue. October. Crystal Schoack used a manual can opener so that the whine of the electric opener would not awaken her grandparents. The fishy odor of cat food filled the tiny kitchen of the bungalow. Crystal pulled on her jacket, put a handful of cookies in her pocket for later, packed her school books in her knapsack, and checked the ceramic clock shaped like an apple pie that hung above the stove. 40 minutes until she had to catch the bus. Carefully balancing the can of cat food and a plastic fork in one hand, she opened the back door and slipped outside. The sky was just beginning to lighten, and there had been an early frost during the night that left the trees and scrubby bushes a dusty silver. Crystal looked back at the bungalow as she hurried off down the road. It was a typical New England-style beach cottage, with dark cedar shingles and white trim that had begun to peel from the constant exposure to salt air. Her grandfather used to keep that trim perfectly painted, but lately, although he kept mentioning that he needed to paint it, he seemed to have lost the will to get out there on the ladder. Crystal had always loved coming to visit in the summer, especially after her grandparents permanently retired.